The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. POLB is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Great to be back on. Great to have an update for you.
Yeah, and it's quite exciting as well. And we'll talk about this in a bit, but artificial intelligence program yields multiple novel RSV drug targets. First time AI has been used to identify disease targets in RSV. So it's very exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But for people maybe learning about the story or not familiar with the story of Poolbeg, just give them a brief summary into what you're about, please, Jeremy.
Of course, yes. Poolbeg Pharma, we're a clinical stage infectious disease company. Our lead program is currently in clinical testing. We'll be pursuing that for severe influenza. And we've got a pipeline of other exciting products moving forward in respiratory infectious diseases and bacterial vaccine as well. And we're here today to talk about the platforms that we have, in particular one of our AI, artificial intelligence platform, collaboration with 1-3 Biotech. So exciting breakthroughs to speak about there.
Yeah, it's very exciting AI. It's been talked about a lot and the future potential it holds. But can you explain the significance of this, latest development for both a Poolbeg and for AI-driven drug discovery, please, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a collaboration with a New York-based company, 1-3 Biotech. We started earlier this year. We announced back in June that they'd completed the first stage of that collaboration, which is the build stage. And now they're progressing into identifying drug targets for RSV. And it's important to point out the origins of the data set that they're analyzing. This is from human challenge trial data in where we tested RSV and had volunteers kind of react to the presence of the virus. So now we're doing an in-depth analysis using artificial intelligence and supercomputer and high-powered algorithms to identify how the immune system responds to the virus. And from that, we can identify what drug targets to go after to treat this disease, because it is a significant issue of a disease. So again, very unique data set. This is the first time that AI has been used to target, to identify drug targets for a respiratory syncytial virus. So very exciting and groundbreaking work we're doing here.
Yeah, and just a bit of background, just remind people here, why it's important to have RSV treatments available then.
No, absolutely. I mean, we're just coming out the other end of COVID, and that was obviously a very significant issue. There's concerns right now that influenza will come roaring back, another respiratory viral infection. But the third leg of the stool, let's say, they're talking about triple whammy here, where RSV would be included as well, another respiratory viral disease. And it's significant issues with very young people in particular, and the elderly, and those with immunocompromised. But roughly, it affects about 50 million people a year. So again, and there's nothing out there for that. There's good progress in the space. But we have this unique data set to identify new targets. So we're hoping to come up with new drugs that will obviously have a therapeutic benefit to those people who suffer from an RSV infection.
Yeah, and talk about the data there, just a bit more depth in that. Can you explain how this challenge data study is going to bring sort of a new generation of drugs? And what's next with this collaboration with 1-3 then?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this is very unique. Well, from a human challenge trial data perspective, you get a healthy volunteer, you challenge them with RSV, and then you track the course of the disease over a week or 10 days thereabouts. But every day you're taking samples, whether it's whether it's blood samples, you can analyze the immune response. You're taking you're looking at the gene expression profile, what genes are up or down regulated, and from that you can see those who respond well to the presence of virus. You can tease out what exactly they're doing well versus those that maybe didn't respond as well. So from that you can identify important drug targets that then you can treat with existing drugs. And that's the Poolbeg model. We like to take biological data and identify molecules, drugs that are already in existence, that already have been through some elements of clinical testing, that'll de-risk our approaches in the future. So again, very excited about that approach. So 1-3 have done a terrific job to take all of that data. This is upwards of 70 volunteers. So we've got a mass of millions of data points to analyze to come up with the best approach for this new therapeutics. So again, we're very excited about that. So right now, as I say, they've finished the builds. They're finished identifying find targets, and now the next phase, the next wave, is to identify drugs that will hit those targets. So again, we expect to have data on that, outputs from that, by the end of the year. So I know we were kind of in November, so the 1-3 team are working really well to get us those outputs by the end of the year. So again, that will help further build out the Poolbeg pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very exciting and amazing, the potential of AI. And if you could then, Jeremy, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Poolbeg Pharma to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. So from a pharma standpoint, there's a great emphasis on building out their pipeline for infectious diseases. And Poolbeg, we plan to be a partner of choice with pharma. So we'll de-risk the early programs, get human clinical data, and partner with pharma. So again, we have a very unique business model in that regard. I talked about expanding our pipeline. You know, we'll have multiple products, and what will come out of this RSV study will be particularly exciting. And then from a third standpoint, you know, we IPO'd in July of last year, and I think we've demonstrated our ability to execute on our strategy, and we've hit all of our milestones and timelines. And as I said, we'll have clinical data, early readout from our clinical trial that's ongoing right now from our lead program 001 by the end of the year. So we're hitting all of our milestones. So we're executing efficiently. So again, very excited about that. And obviously, driving forward for patient benefit as well as our shareholder benefits as well. So again, exciting time for Poolbeg Pharma.
Yeah, marvellous. Jeremy, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.